I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. School's out for the summer, and now is the perfect opportunity to take your kids into the outdoor classroom for a different kind of education. We'll talk about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
The summertime can be one of idle time for some children, but it does not have to be that way, nor should it. There's still plenty to be learned, even though they aren't in the traditional classroom. Scott Warner at the DNR says it's a great time to get them outside in the outdoors classroom, learning some lessons that'll serve them from now on.
If we don't introduce kids to the outdoors at an early age in life, we find that most of them will never pick up a rod, most of them will never pick up a gun or a bow, most of them won't even become conservationists. So while their minds are expanding and while their enthusiasm is out there running wild when they're kids, now is a great time to introduce them to what opportunities we have in terms of recreational opportunities we have in West Virginia, whether that's fishing, whether that's hunting, or whether that's just turning over rocks in a creek looking for salamanders and crawdads. The summer time is the best time to get them involved in the outdoors. And whether they become a hunter or angler, it really doesn't matter. It's more important about exposing them to the outdoors, to have that appreciation, to have that stewardship responsibility of what's important and what they need to do to preserve what we have and to provide recreational opportunities for other generations.
Unlike some states, West Virginia is a bit ahead of the game since a lot of kids here grow up in the outdoors, but unfortunately, not all of them.
We're real fortunate to have an abundance of wildlife, an abundance of recreational opportunities around the state. We've got state parks, we've got national forests, we've got state lands. We even have a lot of forested areas and a lot of streams and areas where people can go, you know, and cast line and throw a rock if they want. And I think, overall, I think most of our kids have been introduced at some point to the outdoors. But there's also this generational gap where a lot of kids are now more involved in social networking on the Internet or Facebooks or computer games or whatever else. And they're less likely to get, you know, outsiders.
We live in a society that is so high speed, the concept of family activities is rapidly eroding. This is an opportunity this very summer to reverse that if you've seen that problem in your family.
Spending time with your kids, you know, you can reconnect with nature while you do it with your kids. And the best person to introduce kids to the outdoors are the parents or their adults or grandparents or whatever else. Don't wait for the kids to ask you to take them outside. Go ahead, take an opportunity this summer and get outdoors and go camping, go fishing. Just spend some time with your kids and enjoy what we have.
Start at your local state park as a beginning point or call the DNR if you're needing guidance on ideas for outdoor adventure. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.